So this is better, I hope. Does it work? Ah, sorry. So
red light.
Ah, thank you. So the title is Computing the Infinite, and the goal is very simple of my research.
Ah, this one.
Thank you. I hope you'll cut that out. So anyway, the title is Computing the Infinite, and the goal of my research is simple, or this part, to formalize computability using non-standard analysis. The motivation being, well, general intellectual interest, but also the fact that Eric Bishop and others have derided NSA for its complete lack of computational content. It's completely wrong. We set the historical record straight, or somewhat. So non-standard analysis may not be known to many here, so, well, in two words, it's calculus with infinite decimals, but then in a proper formalized setting. It was used by great mathematicians, Newton, Gauss, Euler, anyone, and it's used to this day by physicists because they don't like epsilon delta. Now, a little more complicated. What most people know is that the real numbers can be extended to star r, which you can see here. In the middle you have r, the real numbers, but there's lots of new stuff, not in r. Omega, omega over 2, 2 to the power of omega, and so on. These numbers are bigger than all reals, so that's why they're called the infinite numbers. I should say positive, because over there we have the negative infinite numbers. That's our first definition. And what is not infinite is, of course, finite. A number is infinitely small if it's smaller than all positive rationals, oops, excluding zero, of course, sorry. And these numbers are also called infinitesimals and denoted this way. This is star R, field of the hyperreal numbers. And in particular, a subset, the set of the natural numbers, is extended to star N, which looks like this. An initial segment is the natural numbers and lots of extra stuff in there. Now, we'll take a look at what non-standard analysis can do for Turing computability. So let's look at a set A, which is assumed to be a subset of N, and we consider that as a segment of star N. Omega is always infinite, which is just any number. A set is omega invariant if it has a delta zero definition, but an infinite number can be in the definition. Note that A depends on omega, but not on the choice of omega, because we quantify over all infinite omegas. Thus, omega invariant. It depends on omega, but not on the choice of omega. Incidentally, the delta 1 sets, or the Turing computable sets, are exactly the omega invariant sets, and the proof is not so difficult. So, computability can be given an interpretation using non-standard analysis quite elegantly. And of course, we go to the next level of the Turing hierarchy. We look at the limit lemma. A function, which is essentially just a set, is delta 2 if it is the limit of computable functions. If it is computable using the Turing jump, or also called the halting problem, as a oracle. The hyperlimit lemma says function is delta 2 if it is the limit, but the non-standard limit, that's why we have the omega here, and it's computable from the oracle pi 1. What is this? Well, of course, f of omega is omega invariant, because you can put any omega there, any infinite number. And pi 1 is a decision procedure for sigma 1 formulas. That's exactly what the Turing jump is. But it's given by a non-standard principle, which is called the transfer principle for pi 1 formulas, or pi 1 transfer. That is because it transfers the properties of pi 1 formulas to star n. N and star n, by this principle, have the same pi 1 properties. And this principle, believe it or not, gives rise to a decision procedure for sigma 1 formulas. And this is exactly the Turing jump, but in a non-standard jacket. So what have we seen? Turing computability is fundamentally non-standard in nature. Non-standard numbers have computational content. Bishop was wrong. He was so wrong, and They were so wrong that we're going to prove that even directly into his system of constructive analysis. But first I should say, well, of course this generalizes up the wazoo, any finite Turing degree, and it comes from reverse mathematics, something that the famous Harvey Freeman initiated. Constructive reverse mathematics. Ooh. I give the floor to the next speaker. The conclusion is that non-standard analysis gives a framework for, well, Turing computability, and should we have had more time, even for computability in the sense of Bishop's constructive analysis, which is essentially intuitionism. So, well, my view on things is that the entire universe is basically non-standard analysis, and the rest is just some dress-up. And, well, this we see here with computability, but you could do this for anything.